Afternoons with Aaron. It's a Kink Radio. Some Ramones as we talk some Albert Lea boys hockey. Matt Erickson, head coach of our Tigers, joins us for his weekly interview. And Maddie, good afternoon. And like always, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, Aaron, good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me.
Now, we have a few games to review, and let's go back to a last Thursday. Northfield in town at Roy Nystrom Arena. Northfield, a team ranked in the top 10, a section opponent as well. And we talked about them on Thursday. We know they're a good team, and they're probably the favorite in a section 1A this season. A 3-0 victory against, or 3-0 loss, take that back, 3-0 loss to Northfield. Give us your thoughts and kind of recap that game last week.
Yeah, Aaron, I thought we played really good, probably our best game systematically all year. Really worked at it early last week to get prepared for that game. Obviously, as you alluded to it, Northfield's a very strong team. I would classify them as the favorite in the section. I thought we did a good job of defending and kind of keeping their guns at bay there a little bit, but obviously we're disappointed from the outcome, but was very happy in the way that our team responded to a team that's very talented.
Now, Matt, we were kind of joking about it off the air after our conversation last week. The thing with Northfield, your team only has to beat them once this season, and hopefully that's coming up in the postseason.
Yeah, well, we hope so. We got some work to do to make that happen, but yeah, Aaron, I think a few things that we learned about that game is we can compete with that caliber of play in a team like that in Northfield. So I think that was a big confidence booster for us. Obviously I would have tried to take that goose egg off if we would have, as far as our score, they did a real good job of keeping everything perimeter on us. But we had some chances, and, obviously not happy with the outcome, but we were happy the way that our boys competed.
Northfield 3, Albert Lea 0. That was a week ago. Saturday, Hockey Day, Albert Lea. And before we talk about the 4-1 victory against Faribault, I'm assuming, Matt, you are down there probably the entire day enjoying all the hockey, plenty of it, on Saturday.
Yeah. It was a good day. I think I pulled into the rink around 10 to watch my son's team play in the PWEA team, and got to watch my daughter play in the high school team. So and of course our program played, and it was a fun filled day, and we really appreciate all the support from the community to make this happen. And the parking lot was packed, so it was a good day.
Faribault game, shots on goal were relatively even, but it looks like the big difference in the game was your team jumped out early on them right away, scored 3 goals in the first period. Josh Behrens, Eli Ferris, and Joseph Yoon finding the back of the net. And it's a lot easier to play when you're ahead. And I think that first period obviously was the key.
Yeah, well, for sure, Aaron. I think you hit it on the head there. Well, we knew what we were going to get coming in to playing Faribault. They're a scrappy team, and they got a really good defensive core and some young forwards that are going to give us some havoc in the future as well. But going in, they're playing teams tough. So whether it's a big 9 foe or somebody outside of the conference, they're playing team tough. So we knew going in that we were going to get their best effort, especially after beating them up in Faribault early in December. So going in, I knew that their one line was going to be good and their defensive core. One of the key attributes, and we talk about it, whether it's playing Faribault or any other opponent, we want that quick start. We want to make sure that we're dictating the play. And we got on the board early, and it obviously helped us out. So that was good.
4-1 victory against Faribault on Saturday. One more game to recap from the past week. Again, Matt Erickson, head coach of Albert Lea boys hockey. Monday, your team hosted Austin, 8-1 victory. We know Austin a little bit down this year. I would say maybe the key number is your team with a 4 power play goals, 1 shorthanded goal. So the special teams, Matt, they were firing on all cylinders on Monday.
Yeah, special teams are good. I thought our power play was good and has been good down the stretch here the last week to 2 weeks. You know, and we had talked about it a week ago that our, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, that our power play needed to improve. And we put some work in on that power play with some different personnel and just a different setup. And, you know, we're feeling pretty good with the power play special teams, or I should say the penalty kill has been good all year. Unfortunately, we did give one up, their goal on the penalty kill. So we'll address that through video and whatnot. But, yeah, special teams are key, and happy with the effort on Monday night against Austin.
Now, one guy that we need to highlight, Eli Ferris, a junior, a big game for him with the hat trick to lead the way.
Yeah, Eli's been, I would have to say, a little bit snake bitten, you know, early on. Early in the year, had a lot of chances to put some pucks away and didn't. And, you know, he's a kid that, in all honesty, Aaron, he's going to be a leader for us next year. So, you know, it's good to see him kind of get some more confidence. He's playing on a line with Joseph Ewan and Jack Ladley, which I think has helped a little bit of his skill. You know, can't say enough good things about Eli. He comes to the rink every day, works hard, smile on his face, and you know, we enjoy having Eli, and we're lucky enough to have him around again next year.
14-5 on the season. Matt Erickson, head coach, Yumbert Lee boys hockey team. Looks like a half a dozen games left before the postseason starts. And, Matt, let's get your thoughts on the next two games. Your team on the road at Winona tonight against the Wynn Hawks. Then Saturday, your team is going to host a Good Mankato West team at 7:15, the next home game for Albert Lee boys hockey. Talk about the Wynn Hawks tonight and talk about a West coming up on Saturday.
Well, yeah, Aaron, these two scrappy teams, right? You know, so tonight's, with Winona, we played them the first game at home and came away with a victory. But it was a tight game after two periods, and then we kind of put them away. They have two forwards that can really move the puck around and can score. So we're going to have to keep those guys at bay and a, you know, very serviceable goalie. So, you know, we got to get on them early, like you alluded to with regards to Hockey Day with Faribault. You know, we get up on them and not let them hang around and feel good about themselves as far as the game goes, and take care of business tonight. Obviously, when you go to Winona and you have a two-hour bus ride, you know, you got some certain things that get to be a little concerning as far as where our heads are at when we get off that bus and whatnot. So it's a business trip tonight, and we got to go there and take care of business. As far as Saturday goes, you know, Mankato West in Albert Lee, it seems every year it's a good battle, you know, and I guess that's really how we look at it, is we know that no matter what West has for a record, if it's up or down or middle of the pack, which it seems like it is this year, it's going to be a battle. So, you know, two big nine contests in front of us, and you know, I think tonight is our focus right now because it's a section game and has influence on our seedings. So with that being said, we're ready to go and looking forward to these two contests coming up.
Now, Matt, a question I don't think I've ever asked you, but when you go on a long bus trip, do you guys pop in a movie, or are the guys pretty plugged into whatever, I guess, electronic device they're using?
Yeah, good question, Aaron. So, you know, obviously if the DVD player works on our transportation, we will pop a movie in. We've had the same bus this year a few times that isn't viable to play a DVD, maybe because of the age of the bus, but usually the guys are kind of on their own devices and watching whatever they want to watch, and typically it's a fairly quiet bus ride on the way there, and if we take business on the way home, it might be a little bit different. So that's the goal, right, is have a rowdy bus on the way home, so we're feeling good about ourselves.
So when you do play a movie on the bus, what is usually, you know, maybe one or two of the movies of choice?
Well, Miracle is always one of them. You know, I think, I can't remember, I do have a couple in my bag right now, but I can't remember what they were. Groundhog Day is usually a pretty good one that the guys like to watch. But, I you know, this year it's been a little bit different because we haven't had the capability of playing a movie.
Gotcha.
But you know, Miracle's usually number one. Any other hockey movie that's PG-13, I guess, would be would be the way to go. So We'll see what we got tonight.
Well, the DVD player is working. Obviously, Groundhog Day would be the right choice on this February 2nd. So
Exactly.
Matt Erickson, head coach of our Tigers, joining us for his weekly interview, a Coach's Corner interview here on Kate Radio. Again, they are 14-5 on the season. They are traveling to Winona tonight. The Windhawks are 5-9-2. And like we mentioned, Mankato West coming up for a home game on Saturday, 7:15 start. Mankato West 6-10-2 on the season. Matt, thank you so much for the time. Good luck the rest of the week, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Aaron, so much. I appreciate it. Take care.